Welcome to the Shack meeting, 5-4-22. We have to record this or video it, and I choose to audio it, and we're going to post it on our website. It's a rule from the TEA that we have to do this for the Shack committee. So we are going to talk about today just some informational items from the year, health services, that we have had no COVID cases since February 18th of 2022. And then other things that we just went over are the summer school lunch program. They just announced that. They did a call out on that, that the school will be serving free lunches Monday through Thursday from 10:45 to 11:15 from May 31st to June 25th. And that they'll come to the cafeteria to eat that. We did present the health and human sexuality material to the board. They have accepted the Shack's recommendation on the curriculum. Just a review on that, it's Quaver Ed for pre-K through 5th, Goodhart and Wilcox 6th through 8th, and a STEAM program for the 9th through the 12th. And now it's in the administrator's hands, and they will go on with that. Approve, not approve, purchase, however, for next year. We have a TEA annual health survey that we have to complete by the end of May. I have that here with me. Most of these questions have been answered. Hello. But, because they're easy and stuff I can do, but we'll discuss some of them, just a few quick ones. Here, let's see. We'll have to ask some of the PE teachers and stuff about the what we have here for the elementary and for the high school on the physical activity requirements, what we actually follow. There's several choices to follow. They just want us to tell them what we follow, whether it be 30 minutes a day for all grade levels, 30 minutes a day for some grade levels, and 135 minutes a week for others, things like that. I don't think there's anything really that we have to cover here, but this is something that Ms. Rankin wanted me to discuss with y'all that we have to complete here, basically talking about physical activity, the cafeteria and the different things about food that we offer, notifying parents about their child's physical fitness assessments. If they ask for them, do we provide that for them? The Suicide Prevention Resource Center and our best practice registry, if that's been done and up to date. Let's see. That's the physical activity. See, this thing is hard to read. Follow, it's so spread out. And then, let's see. Do we adopt policies and procedures for electronic cigarettes and tobacco products by student campuses or school-sponsored or related activities? We have a policy in place for that. Let's see. Do we offer modifications or accommodations to enable physical education courses to meet the needs of students with disabilities? Things like that. She just wanted me to go over this with you because these are big things that we do cover with the Shack and things like that. And then she wanted me to ask y'all if there's anything over the next year that you think that the Shack really needs to focus on or cover, or something that y'all might think that needs to be brought to the school or anything like that. Hello. Hi.
You might ask that again since they came in. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I might also start just to help. Absolutely. So while we have a policies in place regarding drugs, tobacco, and the inhaler, the vaping. So we may try to do some enhancements on, I think, not just this, you know, student education, but maybe also community education surrounding it. Mm-hmm. So I think that was something we also talked a little about at our last meeting too, just because the ideas around especially the vaping is really a wide spectrum,
uh-huh.
which means they it can't both be true that it's very dangerous and it's very safe. It has to be something right. else.
Right.
So.
And not only that, but it's, you know, the community that is the parents of the students we're trying to engage with, telling them to stop, don't do it, it's not healthy. But if the parents are educated as well on the matter, then they right. might not and see a problem with buying
it. It's a problem.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. That's a good point. I had asked the question, is there anything that we think that we need to bring to Miller Grove next year as a SHAC committee, as in promoting, introducing anything, whether it be physical activity, health of any kind, awareness, which she brought up a good one for the community for the vaping. Anything we can think of?
About technology and internet safety.
I was just thinking that I don't know if that's this or because we will be doing that next year.
Okay.
You know, I don't would that fall under SHAC? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, internet and
it's health safety. It's a big
yeah.
blanket over.
Because that's SEL. You know, that's social
mm-hmm.
emotional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, right, because I mean, when I was in school, it was more about the, you know, telling you about how to interact with people in person.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would still be a good thing.
Yeah,
right. I know it's not wrong. It's not wrong to continue like enforcing that type of thing. But even more, and in some ways, it's even more important because someone that you meet in person, maybe somebody that you already met online, mm-hmm. they may know a lot more about you than you realize.
Exactly.
Well,
there's so many
that,
ways to.
It's I have a friend of mine that. I was going to try to find it. She is was a investigator for child abuse and exploitation.
Yeah.
And she posted this thing last weekend that she was at one of our local parks. There were two young girls that were walking. And she said, just out of curiosity, I asked a few questions, not to come off rude or kill their confidence. But within 10 minutes, I was able to find out their name, their age. The school they went to, how long they've been staying there, just like she said, a plethora of information. She said, parents, please talk to your children about not being so forthcoming mm-hmm. with this information mm-hmm. to just random people. And mm-hmm. my kids are guilty of that, especially my oldest. Like, he'll talk to anybody.
Well, I think our small town kids are guilty of that because they have such a sense of security.
They think it's really safe here.
I thought that would be a good thing too.
I think the other problem is like, you know, I guess that your friend is a female.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, mm-hmm. you can't trust women any more mm-hmm. than you cannot trust a man.
No.
So.
And what they're putting on social media, you know, mm-hmm. what they're posting about their whereabouts.
And it's not just social media.
Sharing their
it's
location.
Like the same with little boys. Like our boys play on Xbox on Fortnite.
Oh,
Fortnite.
Yes.
And I'm like, you don't know who you're talking to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We only play with people we know that are your mm-hmm. friends. You don't have any idea who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It could be someone who sounds like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that conversation with our kids last week. But not a lot of people do.
That's right.
So it's not just social media, it's gaming and
mm-hmm.
everything else to watch.
I think we have to educate the kids, but the parents
mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
Just go play your video game and not ever be aware of what they actually have people they can play or talk to on there.
Right.
Well, and then all the inappropriate stuff on TikTok and on Snapchat.
Or what they're sharing with each other.
What they're sharing with each other.
What they're sending via...
Mm-hmm.
Text message.
Right. Oh, Lord.
We're Snapchatting.
I think we need to disappear. My plan is to have somebody come in and talk to the kids, but then at night, talk to the parents. A real talk, you know, of whoever mm-hmm. we can get up here.
Well, we had spoke about in a meeting prior to this lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Having an evening meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Students, parents, everybody mm-hmm. participate to where it talks about the vaping. It talks about social media. It talks mm-hmm. about, you know, things like that.
But I think we need to find a way to get the parents who need to be here to come because they're not the ones who tend to come.
Right.
Like the ones like me, I would be blindsided by some of this if I didn't have my older two because I'm like, they're like, hey, mom, check this. Or
right.
like, they know what's going on in the world. So they're more prone mm-hmm. to that. But there's other people, they're just oblivious and they're not going to come.
Right.
So if we can figure out how to get them here, a way to get them here, I mean, a lot of times, as sad as it is, but like feed them. They're no different than teachers. You feed us, we're like all excited.
And it may be something too that you could ask like for sponsorship. Like I wouldn't even mind like asking people like this is what this is for. It's for a parent / student education. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to sponsor?
Mm-hmm. Or could we do it in conjunction with something else, like not necessarily this, but before a basketball game. Mm-hmm. Before, you know, after the back-to-school hamburger supper that FFA does. Something where everybody's already here and then say, hey, we've got you here. Ha, ha, ha. We're going
to. Yeah. Or have FFA or somebody like, you
talk
know.
To them before you feed them.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to
have
to
in anticipation of the food. Maybe
they'll stay.
Well, you know, when we have our meetings, like with 8th grade, we could kind of touch on that this year a little bit just to kind of give them this is what we want to do, you know, and them kind of understand. Because I feel like it's starting more on your end.
It is. It's
younger and younger and younger.
This is the first year I've really seen it a lot. You know, it's trickled down.
And something else is prescription drug abuse. So, because apparently that's quite the fad these days.
Yeah, it is.
Addison?
What do you
in
see
the younger generation there?
I was just about to say something. I hate to say it, but I feel like the best way to get the message through to them is to scare them real bad with it.
That's what you said.
Because
it would be her. She can bring us all kinds of goodies, she said.
Do you remember Miss Hudson? They brought us all in when I was younger. They
had
us watch
that
a video.
DA.
That scared me so bad. I went home and I deleted all my social media.
Brought in poorly.
I mean, I don't know if that's, you know, deleting all social media is necessary, but it made me very aware of, you know, this can happen, and ever since then I've been very aware of not sharing my location with people, I had someone come up to me the other day at Walmart and ask me how old I was and stuff like that, and I was like, I'm out of town, you know, and I feel like more kids my age don't know that they need to do that. Mm-hmm. You don't need to say, oh, I live here in town.
No, they're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was,
thank you for that. Yeah, I think that was good, and that was the last time we did that, so we've got to get...
I think it really worked well.
And I remember she asked us, because it was Corley and an assistant DA who was... She's real big... She's not here anymore, but she worked real deeply with, like, human trafficking, and she said, she said to Gary and I, how honest can I be? And we said... because it was high school, 100% honest.
You have to be honest.
Because they are talking about way yuckier stuff than what you're about to say. So
exactly.
And then the younger ones, like Jack's a 7th grade, there's things he doesn't think.
Right.
Though he doesn't have social media, he doesn't think, you know, like if things, like he does have a phone. So if something's sent to him, and he doesn't, he shares it or something, now he becomes part of that. Like he doesn't think about that. Just receiving it puts you in it in a bad spot, you know.
And our 6th graders, especially our girls, I'm going to be surprised if any of them don't have all that social media. They all have TikTok and I've got 3rd graders that are, you know, wearing TikTok shirts, and they're on, you know.
And they don't want to talk to each other unless it's over an app.
Yes.
That's what ours was talking about the other day. They don't even send text messages. No. Do y'all send text messages?
They send
Snap. The only person Jolly texts is me and her day.
And like, they don't ask for numbers anymore. They like to have your Snap.
Yeah.
But why is that? Is it easier than texting? Or
I mean, personally, I like using it because I get to see someone's face when I'm talking to them. It's not like a phone call or something, but, you know, I have the option to be like, oh, look at this thing I'm seeing. And it's just really quick, simple. It doesn't take up as much storage on your phone.
I have some adult nieces, and something else that I found weird with them, even though you can take your phone number with you, they never do. They would change their phone like every 2 years and not bring their phone number with them. Now, who knows what bad choices led to that decision?
Let's leave this one in the dust.
But that was
I've
the other
the same phone number for
me too.
Years.
Since I got a cell phone, I have the same phone number.
Right. So, but
wow.
But I mean, that's the other thing is that then you don't have to worry. Your friends know you on Snapchat.
That's right. Yeah, well, I think what you said, the big thing, like we have a lot of discussions and because when they put those headsets on, you can't
Like, he has to, when he was younger, it's a little bit older now, but he had to be in, no headset, he had to be in the game room where we could hear him, mm-hmm. and I would, and I still, to this day, who are you playing with?
I mm-hmm. ask, who is mm-hmm. it? Who are you on there with?
Yeah.
And the other day, I heard and sometimes voice, I'm like, I didn't know. I said, who is that?
Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to my kid?
And I was like, give me the headset, and I put it on. Well, it ended up being brass, thankfully, but I was like, because I didn't know that he played uh-huh. with him, and I was mm-hmm. like, who is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is, I'm like, I need to know.
Yeah. I was having the talk with one of my girls about who you play with online and who you don't, and one of them said, it sounds like you're telling us not to talk to people that we don't know in real life. Yes, that's exactly what
thing.
I said.
Same thing.
Really, that's exactly what it should sound like.
Exactly. Those are not friends.
I said, those are not friends. Mm-hmm. We don't know who those people are. Mm-hmm.
That
are
is strangers. A 50-year-old,
yeah, I said, they
bald,
can be in
hot-bellied man.
Yeah, that's what I always tell. No, I don't think so.
Well, I think it also leads to, like, we had a situation where some kids were playing with people they knew, mm-hmm. but their family was talking in the mm-hmm. background mm-hmm. and saying stuff they shouldn't yeah. have been saying. And so then these boys had to tell, you know, because they could hear them. Mm-hmm. They were talking. I mean, it just opens the door to, mm-hmm. just because they know them too, you got to be a little more selective on mm-hmm. who they can, mm-hmm. you know, that. And I just think that is a huge that's factor. Huge. And then, like you said, they don't know how to talk to people.
No.
They don't know how to communicate. When you go, like, your age group, like, and up, they're like...
I think a lot of people are chronically online these days, mm-hmm. and they really, mm-hmm. like, don't know how to read social cues mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. understand other people's body mm-hmm. language.
Yes, right. I think that's very... Oh. I'm glad you realize that at your age, because that's... Mm-hmm. I think COVID hurt with that, mm-hmm. you know, the isolation of that, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, kids cannot read social cues mm-hmm. anymore.
I've heard people say their kids went to a dance and none of the kids danced together. They all lined the room and texted each other the entire time. Now, it's like, come on.
Yeah. So I think those are really some things for sure we need to push.
So also, if we plan this gathering, ideally, I know the beginning of the year is mm-hmm. very busy.
Mm-hmm. But so is the middle, so is the end.
Right.
So
let's busy all year. I'm just thinking to get the message
yes.
out
early
yes. in the school year yeah. would be more, I think, of right. an idea there. Just so throughout the school year, they'll be thinking about mm-hmm. it at least, and maybe not mm-hmm. so much mm-hmm. of that.
Yes, okay. I agree.
And it may be something later on, which Rankin's not here, but it may be something later on that, like, say, mid-year, Stuco or a CTSO puts out a PSA. Mm-hmm. Just, hey, here's your friendly reminder. Mm-hmm. And it may be recorded. Mm-hmm. Like,
what's definitely good
website,
to come back around
to
about
coming.
January,
absolutely.
February.
You know what I mean? Like,
I was
put
just
that
thinking
out.
That.
Yeah, yeah,
thinking
absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. everybody comes to meet the teacher. Night.
Yeah,
if we
and
could
it's just
have,
in and out.
Yeah, if we could have some kind of big gathering.
But when you do the
I'd
big gathering, the problem there is for your end
yeah.
is once you release,
yeah.
then you have everybody going yeah. to see the second grade right. teacher at the
well,
same time.
Well, it's not
time.
Even
it's
that. It's like, do we want to say the same thing? Are we just talking to parents? That it's just logistics. I can
well,
figure it mm-hmm. out.
It's also
but we really need to say the same thing to elementary parents as we're saying to high school, because everybody's on games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, I've got little girls on TikTok. I know.
Yeah,
so
but
is
I think
there,
still
do
have
y'all have
a
like a
conversation?
But to the parents, it's a different level of conversation to the kids. But I think the parents can
it
hear
can
the,
be
same
the same
thing.
Level.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah.
Sure
that
all people
yeah.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of agree with you. I think there are different things you're going to say to middle school and secondary parents.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get into sending the pictures and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because you're
with
prepaying
them.
Kindergarten teacher and parents aren't really concerned
uh-huh.
with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah.
Right. But so that's something we'll consider and kind of think of the logistics and talk that out.
I think you may say, this is what you're going to look at today
mm-hmm.
with where your kids are. This is what you're going to look at in the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to middle school,
and
you'll say, this is what
right.
you're looking at today.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're looking
you
at.
But you did it every
today.
Few years.
Yeah.
But I think a separate thing would be exactly what she said, the vaping.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
that needs to be separate, and yeah. it needs to be,
mm-hmm.
to me, I'm in my thoughts, like, you need to educate the parents, but
mm-hmm.
the kids need to see that, and they need to see that pretty same. Soon after we come back to school.
Mm-hmm. Addison, what do you think's worse amongst teenagers? Yeah. Vaping, smoking, drinking? Do you know many kids that smoke anymore?
Like cigarettes? No.
No.
I don't think I know any teenagers that, I might know like one or two that I've crossed paths with, but that's not, I don't think, an issue that people think about anymore. It's like, you know, for my mom's generation,
yeah,
it was, you know, smoking. Everybody did
right,
that. I think it's just vaping nowadays, and I mean, drinking's always been something, I think.
Yeah.
Every generation.
Yeah, every generation.
But definitely vaping. It's like the new cigarette.
What's worse, vaping or drugs?
Vaping. It's easier to get a hold of. You know,
it has
all you have to do is have somebody who's 21 years old.
But I think the vaping
is...
You
can get them at the gas station.
At the gas station.
Yep. All you have to do
is buy them from each other.
And mostly they buy them from each other.
Well, what were you going to say? All you have to do is what?
All you have to do is know somebody who is, you know, 21 years old. Could be, I mean...
Anybody.
If you have a parent that's not attentive, the parent's buying it for them, and then they're distributing them.
Say it. They didn't realize you couldn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to buy it.
And they steal them from their parents.
You have these kids, like you said, that are online making friends with people older than them, and they're, you know, getting these people to buy them stuff. And
can you order them on Amazon and stuff like that?
I don't think so.
Well, not only that, but they say they look almost like thumb drives, some of
them. Yeah,
they do.
Like they're small, so it's go unnoticed what it actually is.
I picked one up, and I was like, this isn't a thumb drive.
It's smaller than a pen.
But then it's what they're putting in the vape pen, too. I think they've got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
More than just nicotine.
Yeah, like the Juul is like the nicotine thing. It's just straight up nicotine, but it, those, I don't know what they're called, like a dab pen or something? That has like... like drugs in
the dab pen is different, but you can put nicotine in the refillable.
Yeah.
But they're putting marijuana in the other one,
in
or
the
that THC
pen.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that also goes to this, which is something that I don't know a lot about, but the CBD oil.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, like, I'm seeing advertisements that's like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, are you stressed out?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about, like, the difference between all that, but I know it's, like, it's...
Just kidding.
CBD doesn't have the THC.
Yeah, it doesn't have the, like, addictive quality to it or the...
Whatever.
Yeah, but it still has, it still must have some kind of like,
if it's relaxing,
chilling.
It's
yeah,
it still has, must have some kind
chill?
Of chill.
There's a reason.
But it can't, like,
just weird.
I watched a lady, like,
Hawaiian
we were doing what's called a bronchoscopy, where you go in, you know, Lacey knows what it is, and Kathy, you go in and you take a scope, you look at their lungs. Well, there was chunks of her lungs just coming out from that kind of stuff. And they put that stuff in the vapes. I mean,
talk about embalming fluid.
Right.
Formaldehyde.
Yeah. They're not clean. Yeah.
They can put heroin in them now, from what I understand.
That's terrible. It's bad.
I mean, I don't personally know anyone who's doing, like, hard drugs through this type of thing. It's mostly just the nicotine, you know, getting the nicotine high, which... I don't understand the benefit of that. It's like you have to use a whole one of those sticks. I don't even know how many puffs it is. And then you just get a little buzz and ruin your lungs.
There you go. Then you can't breathe.
Yeah.
You already know way more than I do.
Yeah, well, she's a kid.
So yeah.
Terrible.
They think nothing bad's going to happen.
That's right.
But one part is equivalent to two cartons
of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
I did.
One.
I have vaping signs on my window out there, so I can read them.
But yeah, no, there's a big one out there.
And that was a really good idea. The sixth graders got really into that.
They did. Oh, that's all
yes.
their posters are
yes.
on. All
but
right
I
there.
Think it was really good to educate them. But I got an alert. You know, we get alerts when they type in anything that's vaguely.
Yes,
right.
And they were searching.
And it was something like, can you die from a vape?
Oh,
that's
my
what
gosh.
Typing, can you die from a vape? And I'm like, I'm glad they're looking that up.
That's right.
But it'd be nice for them to know that if
yes.
you can talk to them that, yeah, you
yes.
can.
Well, I hope some of them did enough research to scare them a little
yeah.
bit, maybe, on these posters.
That's seriously the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Scare them real bad with it.
And scare them while they're young, before they get cocky and think they can live over anything.
It's, I mean, it's the same thing with cigarettes. Like,
yeah.
I think it's just the misinformation. People don't realize how bad it is for you. I mean, now we live in the day of, in the time of
information.
Electronics and stuff, like, we have access to that information, but I think people just don't take it seriously enough.
I think it won't happen to them.
Well, they're still kids, just
yeah.
like we
that's
were.
Exactly what it
just
is.
Like we were. We
yeah.
didn't think getting drunk or smoking cigarettes or any of that was going to hurt
right.
us.
DUIs are for other people.
I think on the opposite. For me, I'm like, oh, it's going to happen to somebody.
Oh, but that's how it was too.
That's funny. Okay, I mean, those are good ideas, and I think that's something that we really need to focus on at the beginning of the year at some point. Maybe not at the very start of the year, but, you know, a little bit further in to where we have a little bit of time and can do a little bit of planning and maybe cover a little, touch on every base of everything we've mentioned here. And if we can think of anything else, of course, y'all have my numbers. If you think of anything else, don't hesitate to text me or anything about some ideas.
Maybe we could just kind of have a parent information series, and if we could set the dates this summer and get it out, okay, September 15th is going to be about internet safety, kind of make it like a series that people, you know ahead of time what it is, and maybe offer free 100s to kids if their parents come.
That's a good idea. You can feed them and start with the important stuff up front. Right.
Or a raffle draw.
The raffles
would be
good.
And then maybe send it out in electronic form in addition, like do some kind of a pamphlet or something like that that we share so that the parents who don't come at least have access to the information.
That's good.
Like a sway.
Do it like a sway, or even, you know, video it if I'm not talking.
As long as I'm not talking.
I'll read a pamphlet before I watch a video, honestly.
You will. I will too.
I'm not going to take the time to watch a 45-minute video.
You're right. Okay, so yeah, we could have, you know.
Well, if it's words at the bottom, like I'm just going to read the word, you know, like.
But I'm not going to spend 45 minutes. Even looking for the words.
No, just the pamphlets. Where what interests me, I can go look at.
Got it right here. All right, so anything else that we need to discuss for this meeting? The only other thing is tentatively put down a date for our first SHAC meeting for the new year, next school year.
And thank you all for volunteering.
Oh, absolutely.
To be on this.
Anybody else want to continue on this board that we get for next year? Lacey, now that is not. I've seen her shake her head now. I can't pull up my phone because I got it on record, but start back in August. Look in September at some point.
Yeah, let's not do it before September.
We don't have to set an exact date, but I can send out messages or emails or things like that. But if we're looking in September at some point, I'll send out some stuff on that. We can set one for then. And then hopefully we'll have some of this stuff set up. Maybe we can discuss if we have the meeting prior to or after the start of the series of information going out to the community. So I think that'll be good. All right, all we have left is judging the anti-vaping poster contest. But if nobody has anything else, then we'll adjourn this meeting. Good?
I move we adjourn.
All right, here we go.